Simplified dialing is toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by the Cycle or by Bicycle CAI. It is the Cycle CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll enjoy the features there completely free. Again, freetalklive.com, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for accessing their websites, we do it free. And, of course, you can join us on the phones, join us on online, however you want to do it. You can take control of the airwaves. We've got, of course, a lot to discuss here tonight. New York City is frequently where you turn to when you want to find some great examples of government failure. Because, well, they've got one of the biggest governments in the entire world. It's the largest city in America, and I don't know if it's the largest government, but I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb and say it probably is in America.
I heard Giuliani, when he was running for president, say that he had executive experience. He ran one of the top largest governments in the world or something, like some term he used, called New York a superlative in size of its government.
So, according to the Associated Press, and by the way, this story here is a couple days old, but it's still actually ongoing. A winter windy storm that dumped nearly 2 feet of snow on New York City also whipped up criticism about how the city responded to it, or maybe didn't respond. Some New Yorkers in the outer boroughs complained the city took too long to plow their neighborhoods, ignoring them in favor of wealthier Manhattan areas. Mayor Michael Bloomberg said the fast pace of snowfall, 2 to 3 inches per hour at some periods overnight, and the amount of people who abandoned cars in the road delayed the progress of the plows. He said those cars have to be towed before the plowing can resume, which really slows things up. Officials said crews were concentrating on main roadways and warned that side streets might not be cleared until yesterday. For the record, the city deployed 1,600 plows for a snowstorm that delivered 20.9 inches in February, as measured in Central Park. For the latest winter blast, which dropped 20 inches, 1,700 plows plus 365 salt spreaders that were converted into plows were working on the streets. Fire officials said the unplowed roads were slowing their responses to emergencies, and snowbound residents in Brooklyn and Queens said many streets, including main thoroughfares, were impossible to traverse, making it difficult to get to work. At New Enrico's car service in Queens, all 90 taxis in the fleet were grounded, either trapped under snowdrifts or stuck on impassable streets. And the first thing that clued me into this story of this just situation in New York City where these guys are snowed in and the government is just taking its sweet time getting people dug out was the video of the guys that were, I guess, trying to tow what looked to be like some sort of a tractor. There was a big tow,
some kind of piece of a Caterpillar equipment kind of thing.
Yeah, there was like a Mack truck that was pulling that that construction equipment, and essentially they just did not take care as they were doing this. They basically just pulled it right into somebody's minivan.
Oh, just they didn't just pull it into the guy's minivan. They rammed it over and over again, smashing several vehicles and trying to get this thing out.
They smashed the back end of the minivan to bits, and you could see parts of it falling off. Some guy was up in his apartment window taking video.
Oh, my God.
That must have been surrealistic. The guy must have thought he was watching them film some Lethal Weapon 5 or something.
Yeah, well, then the real kicker, Wayne, is that a moment later they actually get the construction equipment free of the area they were trying to, which was the side of the road. They managed to get it around finally after partially destroying this minivan, and then they get stuck in the intersection. So for all the time they thought they were going to save by just, well, let's just run right through this minivan, it doesn't matter, they then just got stuck in the snow at the intersection.
Yeah. There's another aspect of this, too, though. I know that New York City and a lot of the big cities are having serious budget problems, and I suspect that New York did not have an adequate amount of money in their budget for the snow, which was unexpected and unusual for New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of cities are running into this, but New York especially. I think it probably hit them by surprise.
Maybe it did, Wayne, and you might be right about that. However, a city like New York probably still has some reserves that they could allocate, and clearly they had the trucks on the street, but they're a bureaucracy, so they're not so concerned with what you think about how they're doing. They're not really interested in pleasing their customers.
Right. They don't lose customers in the same way that a business would lose customers. They have to, a business has to try very hard to keep its customers. If I get treated poorly at, one department store, I'll go to the next one.
Well, that's true. And, I've lived in different places here in New Hampshire since I've been here. And some of them I've had long driveways where I've had to have a private person come out and plow my driveway when we have a snowstorm. And normally they're right there on the spot. If they're not, I can hire somebody else. I can fire them.
Exactly right. Don't they normally have some sort of rule to where they'll be there if it's over X amount of inches?
Well, I think everybody's different. These are just guys with plows on the fronts of their truck. And I have a different arrangement than Wayne has. I tell my guy, look, don't plow my driveway until you decide that it's worth plowing yours. Mm-hmm. Go and take care of those other people. And I pay less.
That makes sense. You're a lower priority customer.
I've got I got an all-wheel drive vehicle, snow tires with studded snows on it. I don't care.
I'm furious at Mayor Bloomberg. He's a rich man, so he doesn't care about the little people, said a livery driver, Julio Carpillo, speaking in Spanish. I have to work. Why aren't people out there plowing? Why does the mayor always go on TV the night before to say, we're all set with a fleet of salt trucks, and then you never see a single truck? They always abandon Queens. Bloomberg, a Democrat turned Republican turned independent and billionaire who barely tolerates complaining, downplayed concerns, and encouraged New Yorkers to enjoy the snow or take advantage of the unexpected free time by attending a Broadway show. There's no reason for everybody.
That's going to make somebody just furious.
Oh, man.
Furious.
This guy is probably not running for re-election, is he?
Bloomberg's well-liked in the city.
He was.
There's no reason for everybody to panic, he said. Our city is doing exactly what you'd want it to.
At least what you'd expect.
So, snowstorms can bring a chill to the mayor's popularity among his constituents. A 1969 storm dumped a little more than a foot of snow in New York City, but dogged then-Mayor John Lindsay for months afterwards, contributing to his narrow re-election win that year. Some streets in Queens weren't cleared for days, and Lindsay was also accused of harboring a Manhattan-centric attitude. It's not an uncommon thing. Up here in New Hampshire, we had a snowstorm, a blizzard, I think it was last year, where a lot of New Hampshire lost power, a lot of households.
It's the ice storm, yeah.
Thousands upon thousands of them lost power, and of course the usual complaint is that the rich neighborhoods get the service before the poorer neighborhoods do from the power.
Yeah, I don't know if it's true or not, but that's the complaint.
Which, of course, is a monopoly. It's a government-installed monopoly. You can't choose a different power company. If you don't like how they respond or don't respond to you, then you're SOL. I suppose you could go ahead and get yourself some solar and some wind power, but that's a fairly significant investment, and the average renter certainly cannot afford to do
that.
Well,
sure, you could pick up and move down south, too, and both of those are extraordinarily expensive options that, in and of themselves make it very difficult.
But don't worry, as criticism began to build late in the day on Monday, Bloomberg did what he needed to by heading to a southwest Queens neighborhood to greet residents of a local bakery.
Hi! Go out and shake hands, kiss babies.
He also made a stop in Brooklyn and was heading to Staten Island. So, and actually when I checked in on this today, there's another follow-up story that basically says this is still going on, where New Yorkers are, and some of them are just, they just haven't been taken care of. The streets just are being neglected by this government bureaucracy, despite its 1,700 snowplows, actually more like 2,000 vehicles that qualify as snowplows in the employ of the city government.
You know, the snow clearing problem is, it's not an easy one for those that believe in the ideas of liberty, where the marketplace should take care of everything. It's not easy. I mean, you kind of need a coordinated effort to get the snow off the roads in an expeditious fashion. But what you have to understand is that the government created this in the first place. It's been the governments that have owned the roads since people have been parking on the sides of those roads. All those parking spaces on the side of the road, the government allows people to do that. So it's not easy and it's not expeditious for snow to get cleared off the road. And I think that to a large part, it's because the state runs the whole operation.
Yeah, that's a good point. The central planners are the ones that decided where to put the roads and how wide they should be, and in many cases they don't know what the heck they're doing. I mean, they can't predict growth, and they don't have the appropriate market signals to know what is appropriate and isn't, and what people want and what works and what doesn't. And 1-800-259-9231 is the number here if you want to comment. Maybe you're in New York City and you've got some boots on the ground. You know what's going on up there. Give us an update if you like. Or bring up anything you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And don't forget, you can also, again, dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. We've got archives galore going all the way back to late 2006. front page of the website, you can click into the archive section and get them all for free, and then get the last week's worth right there on the front page at freetalklive.com, all courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. Use that portal that we've created for you, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, and you'll get your first month completely free. It's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
So we're talking about the snow situation in New York City, where people are still, in many cases, many areas, snowed in after this weekend's dumping of over 20 inches of snow. The report I read to start the program was written 2 days ago, but there's an update over at CNN.com, which is a different organization. The first one, I think, was AP. But CNN pointing out this story written 6 hours ago, just a quick excerpt. He's pointing out that in his neighborhood in Manhattan, everything is fine. They plowed the streets, no problem. But that hasn't been the case in what people are calling the forgotten outer boroughs, Staten Island, Queens, Brooklyn, and the Bronx. Areas like Diker Heights in Brooklyn, where ambulances and emergency response vehicles are unable to reach people.
Yeah, I don't quite understand that whole Staten Island thing. You wouldn't think that the plows would be diverted from Staten Island to Manhattan. It's my understanding Staten Island is an island out in the New York Harbor there. Wouldn't the plows be on the island? I mean, they wouldn't pick them up by ferry and take them to Manhattan.
I don't know, Mark. I can't explain the bureaucracy and how they work or what their rules are or where things are and why they're there.
They might have plow drivers diverted, though.
In Staten Island, fire trucks were stuck in the snow, unable to respond to emergency calls, and an EMS vehicle had difficulties reaching a house where a 4-year-old was having a seizure. There's another story that might be the same story. I saw a headline about a dead infant, basically, blamed on the fact that these government guys are not clearing the snow out of the streets. So what is the solution here? Because, as you pointed out, Mark, the problem likely exists because the government's been in charge of the roads for a long time. And so it's built problem upon problem upon problem. And, of course, government's solutions that they propose typically, in many cases, don't actually solve the problem or make the problem worse.
So they just want to throw more money at a problem, and then they end up being just as inefficient, if not more so.
Right. They could hire another 1,000 snow plows, but is that going to necessarily solve their problem? I don't know. I mean, they've already got 1,700 plus another 300 salt trucks.
It's not expensive enough already to live in New York City. The incredible amount of taxes that New York siphons off of its citizenry isn't enough. They need more snowplows. They can't make it happen with as many as they have. This really boils down to the bureaucracy of government. The fact that they're not required to service their customers in the same way that regular businesses are. They just don't have the motivation. There was a story from the Stossel book, I can't remember which one it was, but where they converted a water treatment plant from public to private. And suddenly, over the course of a few months, everything got more efficient. When it was written, run it as a business, and they had the motivations of a business, and people were incentivized the way a business was, it worked. You just can't take government and turn it into a business. Only a business is a business, and only the government, and the government is really just the most successful criminal gang in a given geographic area.
And I don't even think the government looks at their subjects as customers. They looked at them as subjects. They looked at them as voters, maybe at the best. But
when you aren't an elected official, why would you care about a voter?
Well, that's true. But hopefully or theoretically, the higher level politicians who are voted into office oversee some of these people. Not always, not completely, but supposedly they can. The mayor could make a stink and cause problems if a certain municipal agency wasn't doing their job.
We have hundreds of years of evidence that show that government is just far less efficient than government. I understand what we've been told in civics class, that somehow our vote is going to matter. But in fact, all you have to do is look at the voting rolls in your town, your city, and you'll realize your vote doesn't matter. is all you have to do is look at the go get the votes, the most recent votes you had, whether it was for politicians or some kind of referendum or something like that, and then remove your vote. Say that you have the magic power to take your vote and place it anywhere you want to vote again later, and then you'll realize that the numbers have changed by one, but you didn't. Your vote didn't matter because the results were the same.
Even if it did go ahead and swing the election the other way, is your vote going to make the streets get cleaned up in New York City with by electing a new mayor? I mean, that's not going to change anything.
Right. You only have choice, choice A and choice B, and both of them stink.
The mayor can't come in there, and as you mentioned, it's the government. It can't be run like a business. It's inherently, its incentives are inherently backwards. So it doesn't matter if you bring a business. I'm a businessman. I know how to do this.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you. I mean, this guy's a billionaire,
You can bring a chef in to run a garbage collecting agency. That's not going to make it good. Because you could bring a businessman in to run a government, and that's not going to make it a business. It's not going to make it run efficiently.
Well, you know, a mayor of a big town like that is sort of a chief executive, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's the problem is he's trying to think about getting reelected. He's pandering to one group or another. In this case, he may have been pandering to the richer parts of town because that's where he gets a lot of his money and goes to their parties and
mm-hmm.
stuff. So he's not going to be incentivized to do the best job possible. And you know, like in the town that I live in, we actually contract our plowing to a group. We have a group of guys who basically are under contract, same with our roads. And so we can fire them if we want, and we can hire a new crew if we like.
Well, don't worry, Wayne. The mayor's deputy, Stephen Goldsmith, has met with union officials. This is according to Cranes New York at cranesnewyork.com. Met with the union officials on Tuesday, and they assured him that the workers were doing all they could.
Yeah, that's it. The workers, hey, you stupid choo-choo, what are you doing here? Our guys are doing the best they can out there. Shut up and get out of our office, or we're going to have your legs broken.
Oh, it's time for a break.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, a break.
I always get all kinds of trouble for using my dumb redneck accent.
And
now
that's
I'm
a pretty good New Yorker.
Now I'm going to get it from the New Yorkers.
The New Yorkers. Hey, by the way, Ian, I just looked it up, and New York City has a serious deficit of almost $2 billion.
Mm.
And that also could be why they're loafing a little bit here, because it is very expensive to remove snow. But go on.
Bloomberg said, the bottom line is we're doing everything we possibly can, pulling resources from every place to meet the challenges. I mean, with language like that, it really might make you, if you were just glancing at this, it really might, and not informed about what government is, you really might think, oh, yeah, they're really doing their best. I mean, we're just going to have to be patient and wait until they dig us out, and in the meantime, if our house catches on fire, we're effing screwed.
But it's really got to stink when Manhattan's doing fine, and you're sitting out there in Queens and, you know, not so good. When your kid's dying or dead in Staten Island, and the streets aren't clear, but, oh, they're just fine in Manhattan, where all the tourists go and play.
And the big money.
1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, there's no easy solution to this because of the just incessant buildup of government over the years. It's not going to be the flip of a switch that changes the situation. We'll come back and dig in a little further, and you can bring up anything you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when ExtendoVite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off
off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatec, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
By dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. As mentioned, those are the SACL CAI toll-free lines. But what is SACL CAI, Mark?
SACL CAI is a company that will handle your accounts receivable for your business, whether it's collections, early out billing, purchasing the charged-off receivable. SACL, their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customer and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients to it. SACL CAI. Their banner is at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side. SACL CAI.
Don't forget, you can also visit freetalklive.com and enjoy the shrine of female listeners there with the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo to show that they are listeners of this program. Videos also count as well. You can go get the details on how to do that if you are a lady listener, or just go and see the shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. And I was bemoaning the other day that we hadn't had any shrine submissions in a while. And we've got two now. So that's good, in fact.
So whining works? Is that what you're suggesting?
I don't know. It's probably just a coincidence.
Yeah, sure.
There are two of the ladies who've actually been behind the microphones on this show. We've got Naomi, who was, I believe, on this past Sunday, and then Michelle Seven.
Those are pictures worth going to see, gentlemen.
Yep. They're not up yet. So be patient. I said we're going to. We're going to. So if you want to know when those pictures go online, you should be signed up for the news updates at news.freetalklive.com.
He just spilled cold water on us, Mark.
So it's news.freetalklive.com?
That's right. Okay. Get signed up over there. So New York City botching up the job on getting the snow plowed out in the outer boroughs. People are complaining because it's still there. And it's Wednesday. The storm happened over the weekend, and it dropped over 20 inches of snow. In fact, there's somebody did a time-lapse video. I don't know if either of you guys saw this. It was floating around Facebook today, yeah. The time-lapse video.
The clock, and they keep on digging out the clock.
Yeah, it was hilarious where they got like 36 inches. Now, it didn't say where that was recorded, but presumably somewhere in the Northeast.
I heard it was Jersey that got the biggest of it.
Hmm. Well, anyway, so it was an amazing amount of snow, and the New York City government just, did not get the job done. They cleaned out Manhattan real nice, but the not-so-wealthy areas of New York City have been neglected.
And those were probably once towns themselves, and they got absorbed into New York City. And
been a long time ago.
They probably would have been better off being their own.
On their own.
On their own, exactly.
Yeah, I really do believe the smaller the organization, the better they are able to deal with stuff, whether it's a homeowners association,
absolutely,
small town, that kind of thing.
Even the government.
In my town, there's no problem with the roads.
Yeah, and your town is, a couple thousand people at the most.
Yeah, when they have visitors over, yeah.
Right, so I absolutely agree with you that certainly governments that are smaller and more localized are more efficient, that's not saying much, but they're more efficient than larger, more centralized governments.
And responsive.
It's true. And they're more responsive because they can be more easily held accountable in that, for instance, even here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is a small, small city of 25,000 people, it's small enough to where, you can have lunch with the city manager. I did that the other week. Or you can know who all the city councilors are, or you can know who most of the police are. They're identifiable. They are people that live in the area that they know where they live. I mean, not to suggest violence or anything like that. I'm firmly against violence. But my point being that these people are close to you, whereas in a place
it's harder to treat somebody badly that you know, and these government people know you.
Right. So in a place like New York City, however, they're very insulated from the people they supposedly serve. And while the so-called representatives, or I guess they are city councilmen, can act very upset about what's going on, as Councilman Peter Vallone Jr. from Queens said, Bloomberg wasn't doing enough, because Bloomberg is saying, well, doing everything we can. And he says, the response was an epic fail. He said, we haven't received answers to basic questions. Where the hell were the plows? The plows did not exist on side roads in the outer boroughs. We need to know why. So he's saying that they weren't even there in the first place to begin plowing the roads. Maybe that's because they were moved into Manhattan in order to take care of them first and foremost. I don't know. That's speculation.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, if you're looking at the city as a whole, you're going to say, well, where's the most important? The most people are concentrated in Manhattan. That's where most of the commerce goes on. That's where the big commerce goes on. We got to get the bankers there. I mean, this is one of the banking capitals of the world. We have to have Manhattan cleared out, and that's going to be done at the expense of the other boroughs, and that just makes sense. So, I mean, think about it on a national scale. Look, when the government says, all right, well, we've got to nationally deploy snow scrapers in
this area. No, I'm sorry, that doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense.
You said it makes sense.
It makes sense that the politicians would choose to do that.
I see.
That's what they're going to do. As you consolidate power upward, and I was working my way to a world government where only China gets the services because they've got most of the people. They're the ones who are going to do most of the voting. They'd be the huge voting block. You'd only service China, and the rest of us would be their servants.
Mark,
the Han Chinese.
They also have most of the money now, too.
It's getting there.
So these city councilors can act very upset about this, and that'll win them brownie points with the people that that elected them, but it won't actually get anything done. It won't actually change the way the government operates. And so let's look at the idea of, well, what could you do in a situation like this? What are some possible solutions? Because things get very complicated when you talk about a city the size of New York City with a government that's got something like 300,000 people. What can be done to change this situation for the future?
Well, I think that it makes more sense that the boroughs probably, in the case of handling snow, I don't know what the advantages and disadvantages are cumulatively of being New York City. But I think that when it comes to snow removal, that the boroughs could probably handle snow removal on their own. They would contract it out to businesses. When some business does a poor job, they fire them, or they find whatever their contract says. Because I just saw this thing where this piece of equipment was just ramming. They were just ramming these people's cars, and they were doing it because the city doesn't care. Take us to court.
Well, yeah, the guy that was driving that 18-wheeler for the city wasn't going to be responsible for any damage he did.
No, he wasn't going to pay for it. But if he's, if he's Rocco doing Rocco's, Rocco's snow plowing there, Rocco's going to be responsible, or his bond or his insurance. And if his insurance goes up, he's going to have to pay it.
State Senator Carl Krueger from Brooklyn said the emergency room at Beth Israel Medical Center in Brooklyn was blockaded by snow until Tuesday morning, and that a stalled city bus was blocking an oil delivery at the Memondis Medical Center. So basically shutting down hospitals because these bureaucrats couldn't get it together. Kruger compared the city's response to that of the infamous 1969 snowstorm. He said it defies comment. I don't know how he can be caught off guard when they were predicting the storm for a week in advance. 1-800.
They weren't caught off guard.
No. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves here, especially if you're in New York City and you can lend us some idea of what it's like to be there and to be dealing with this. But it's no quick solution to say, all right, well, let's privatize all the streets in New York City. How are you gonna accomplish that one? That's certainly a pie in the sky fantasy that's nowhere near going to be possible. I think your idea, Mark, is probably the most doable, which would be to break away the boroughs from somehow. I mean, if you could secede, maybe Brooklyn and Queens can secede from New York City. How about that?
I couldn't tell you how it would be done.
Yeah, I don't know either. That's one of those questions for the New York libertarians to really look at, because they're there and they're on the ground. They understand the bureaucracy at least a little bit more than we do. But if you've got any ideas, I would like to hear them at 800-259-9231.
You know, what I really like about New Hampshire is that you have these small towns, and a lot of them have town meetings. So everybody goes to the town meeting, and there are all these articles on there. And, you know, you can sway a lot of people just by getting up and speaking out against something that maybe somebody's on the fence about, or maybe mm-hmm. they're just clueless about. So you, at least here, you know, the so-called democracy works somewhat because, you know, people can influence each other, and it's at a very decentralized level. A place like New York City, the power is so centralized and so corrupt and so... there's so much bureaucracy there that you have what you have here, where people, they can't even plow the snow.
Yeah, and people get upset at the idea of privatizing roads, because then they get worried about, well, what if there's that old guy down the street who's not taking care of his part of the road or puts up a blockade or something like that. And
what if one of the big banks buys the whole block and doesn't let anybody else on it?
Yeah, they get into all these what-if scenarios that... Well, look at what you've got now with the government, where they're not, you know, they're blocking hospitals and people can't get, the ambulance can't get to the four-month-old that's having some sort of, you know, heart palpitations or whatever. And you've got a really bad situation. The scare factor, the fear factor of what somebody might do if they could own their own section of road, or if some private organization could own a section of road, I think is, pretty fantastical. 800-259-9231. We're going to put you once. Coming up, the city about to go bankrupt, but the state won't allow it. It's Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011 we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up what you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. And, by the way, the show is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's a group of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people who are moving together to the same place to get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. So if you're sick and tired of government's continual failures, and it's not just, they don't just fail in the area of snow plowing, they fail all over the place. Anytime you look at a government program, you look at what the original proposal was for the cost, they consistently exceed their original proposals. They don't care about breaking those proposals because you're going to pay.
They miss the mark every time.
Yeah, you're going to pay whether you like it or not. They're never held accountable for their actions, or very, very rarely, like 99% of the time, not held accountable. And if you're getting tired of it and you're frustrated by the continuous growth and intrusiveness and expense of the government and failure of the government, then you need to do something more than just, you know, try to run a libertarian candidate where you are, because that's not working. It hasn't worked for decades. You need to get together with other people that are like you. Concentrate. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about this movement. That's why the three of us here in the studio are here in New Hampshire, is because of the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org. As we go to the phones and the fun, David is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello, David.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was just going to say, I don't know if it was pointed out yet, but New York City has, like, some hugely large, I mean, in New York, hugely amount of taxes they pay, too, right?
Sure they do. They've got a city income tax, a state income tax, and the federal income tax. So there's actually a city-level tax.
Don't forget, driving into town, you have to pay that, you know, whatever toll it takes to get in and all that other stuff.
Yeah. They probably have taxes we don't know about because we don't even live there.
Huge amounts. It's the most, one of the most taxed places, I would think.
I would think so, too.
Absolutely. I mean, they don't call it the Empire State for no reason.
Yep. So, I mean, they're paying all that money, and they're getting screwed.
That's what
I shouldn't laugh, but, you know.
That's what happens.
That's what happens. And what else can you do that besides laugh? I mean, it's just, it's
absurd.
It's such a big city. The idea that the libertarians there believe they're ever going to have any kind of influence in it, I think, is pretty fantastic. It's ludicrous.
Yeah. And I think the poor people do get screwed more than the rich people.
Of course they do.
There's no two ways about it, really.
Absolutely right, dude.
But anyway, thanks.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Since we're talking about cities and their problems, of course, the economic situation, which you touched on earlier, Wayne, is certainly continuing to develop. And that's developing problems for the city governments around the country. We know that some state governments are in dire financial condition, as are a number of city governments. And Michigan is one of the worst off, just across the board.
You better believe it. As a matter of fact, there's a town in Michigan. This is from the New York Times. It's called, I'm not really sure of this, Hamtramck. I don't know. It's got a bunch of consonants all stacked up together. It doesn't make much sense. Leaders of the city met for more than 7 hours on Saturday, not long ago, searching for something to cut from a budget that's already been cut over and over. This time they slashed money from boarding up abandoned houses. Aside from circumstances like vagrants or obvious rats, said William J. Cooper, the city manager, they shrank money from trimming trees and cutting grass on hundreds of lots that have just been left to the city. Mr. Cooper's hoping that predictions of a ferocious snow season prove false. Once state road money runs out, the city has nothing set aside to plow streets.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. You know, a little over a week ago, a really highly regarded bank analyst named Meredith Whitney got on TV and shook the whole financial world when she said that there's, I think she said, 100 cities, towns and cities that will go bankrupt or could go bankrupt in the next year. And some people kind of boo-hooed her just like they did 3 or 4 years ago when she was predicting the real estate market crash and the bank problem with a few of the major banks a few years ago. So now she's talking about how these cities, these municipal bonds are going to be bad and a lot of these towns and cities. And she lists, there's actually an article from last week from the Business Insider, that lists San Diego, California, New York, San Jose, California, Cincinnati, Honolulu, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., Newark, New Jersey, Detroit, Michigan, which is near where you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of industry, ancillary industry around the auto industry up there that has been hurt badly. Reading, Pennsylvania, Camden, New Jersey. I mean, you go through the list here and you can see this is really going to get bad. And I suspect that some of these problems with snow removal have to do with budget cuts that they don't really want to talk about because it's not politically popular.
Town's talking about it. I can assure you of that.
So, once again, what was this town called?
Hamtramck.
How do you spell that?
Okay, I'll spell it for you. It doesn't make much sense to me. It doesn't seem like English. Hamtramck.
Okay, very good. Read that one part about the snow removal slash road clearing budget again. I want to hear that again.
Cooper's hoping the predictions of that's the city manager. Hoping predictions of a ferocious snow season prove false. Once state road money runs out, the city has nothing set aside to plow streets.
Okay, so now that's the situation where we were talking earlier about New York City and what could be done, because New York City is so huge. It's very unlikely that any liberty-minded people are going to be elected there anytime soon with a huge constituency that believes in government there. It's just impossible for that to happen. It's virtually impossible. So all the solutions for New York City seem to be political, which also seem to be unreachable. But in a place like Hamtramck, which has a population, according to Wikipedia, of 23,000 people.
And it's just outside of Detroit.
Yeah, it gets a little bit more doable to see something happen. In this case, it may be easy because it'll be a little bumpy, but the actual changeover might be a little easier. It comes back to this discussion that we were having, I think, last night about the idea of people just going out and replacing the government services with something. It being easier for them to do that once the government services crash and burn. And in this case, when the government and the state runs out of money for clearing the roads, the city's saying, "We got nothing." That means somebody's going to have to step up. That means it's going to be time for a business owner or a charity or private organization of individuals or whoever.
Or a guy with a plow on the front of his pickup truck.
Right, to step up and to do it for free and accept donations or to do it and sell his services or
the
whatever.
The problem with that is there's a lot of liability created in plowing snow. Sometimes you plow people's driveways in, you ruin their bushes, mm-hmm. you destroy their cars that are parked on the street. In a lot of places in the United States, people park in the street. It just, you know, it's just done. And so you're going to hit cars. You're going to knock off rear view mirrors. Mm. You're going to scar them up. And every once in a while, you're going to kill a kid playing in a snowbank.
Well, hopefully kids wouldn't be out playing at 3 in the morning.
Or maybe 3 in the morning,
sure. Snowbank. Mark, I don't know how the marketplace would deal with those problems, but I would imagine that they could do a better job at it.
The marketplace, look, the way that it has to be, somebody's got to be paid for it. That's all. Because if you're paid for it, then the costs are built in. Then you decide, well, I've got to have this level of insurance. And
I think that's certainly the standard way to look at things, Mark. But I think that the marketplace would come up with maybe some other ideas that might work. For instance, maybe you could have a sponsored kind of thing where the individual homeowners aren't paying for it, but they are told that, Cutco is paying for the – just pick the name out of nowhere. But to some local business, for instance, has decided to sponsor clearing out a neighborhood or something like that for the goodwill of – kind of like how Walmart brought trucks of ice and water down to Mississippi after Hurricane Katrina. Of course, they were turned around by the government, refused allowed access. But my point being, they did that because it was good word of mouth for Walmart. It was good promotion for their business and their brand. And so that's a possibility, too.
Yeah, sure. It's a possibility that Walmart might decide to come out and have a Walmart-sponsored lawnmower and do my grass, right? But it's a fantasy world.
That's not quite as important as plowing the streets.
But everybody has to do it, and it's a regular maintenance issue, okay? That's how it has to be done. Some group of citizens have to get together in a given geographic area, because that's where snow falls, and they have to decide we're going to have snow removed from this area. And that's just it.
The only blessing here probably is the fact that in the last 15 or 20 years that a lot more people can telecommute than could in, 20 years ago. So it doesn't necessarily bring the whole city to a halt like it might have 20 years ago.
Well, I mean, that's not an excuse for leaving the streets unplowed, though, Wayne. I mean,
we're
trying to come
not.
Up with solutions here for way things could work. Now, Mark, I agree with you. I mean, certainly neighbors are going to get together. They're going to come up with who they need to hire for. Well, who do we know with a plow? What can we pay them? Let's chip in. Let's do it. That's going to be one way people are going to. We're talking about what's going to happen in Hamtramck after the government says, yep, thrown up our hands. We can't handle this anymore.
Well,
I'm just saying there's got to be more to the marketplace, what it could come up with
the
through innovation
will be the single. No, it's. I'm sorry. That's the only way to do it.
You know everything, don't you, about how the market's going to respond to consumer demand.
You never know how the market. It's
all right, then.
But the idea that Walmart's going to send in a Walmart blue truck to plow the roads is absolute marketplace fantasy.
You don't think businesses would sponsor helping people out? You don't think that's
plausible? That's plausible. I think it's plausible.
I think Hamtramck is a dying place, just like it's Detroit, man. Hamtramck is Detroit, and it is dying. No, I don't think they're going to.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. All I'm saying is, Mark, you don't know what the marketplace is going to do, so don't try to pretend like you do. Hour 2 is next. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.